News Hit.
Evening, it's Sally Spicer with you. First, we go to the California wildfires, and crews are expecting to find more bodies, with 31 people dead and over 200 still missing. Emergency boss Mark Ghilarducci says it may be a while before they find out just how much damage has been done.
Look, this is not an easy situation. We know that. It's exhausting, and it will take time. You need to know that we're doing everything that we can to battle the fires and to take care of those that have been evacuated.
Well, Katy Perry has slammed Donald Trump as heartless for blaming mismanagement by state forest officials for the fires, which actually started on federally owned land.
News Hit.
There are reports a member of the Bali Nine may walk out of an Indonesian prison next week after 13 years behind bars. Renee Lawrence was given a 20-year sentence, but there's talk she could be released on November 21st.
News Hit.
I apologise for my heart, but that's not going to fix anything. That's what accused Bourke Street driver James Gargasoulis had to say in court today, speaking for the first time since last year's incident. He's pleaded not guilty to 33 charges, including 6 counts of murder.
News Hit.
Police claim a 50-year-old ex-employee was out for revenge when she put needles in strawberries, sparking a national crisis. Today, the woman withdrew an application for bail in a Brisbane court.
News Hit.
And a damning report card for the gluten-free products on Aussie supermarket shelves. Researchers looked at our 256 most popular items and they found that 1 in 40 actually contained it. And if you'd like more news on demand, head to hit.com.au.